We have so much talent in our region with its two public universities, UK and EKU, and the private Transylvania. It's easy to take all this for granted, and rarely are we treated to an artistic cross-pollination of talents from these three institutions, but we're going through rare times right now. And it's in times like now when creativity often blossoms. One result is music. And here to tell us about one project is Transylvania professor and guitarist-songwriter Scott Whidden. Greetings, Scott.
Hey, Tom.
So, Songs from Quarantine, Volumes 1 and 2. First, give us the lineup. Who is involved in this project?
Archipelago is made up of Dr. Kevin Holm Hudson, who's over at University of Kentucky, and Dr. Jim Gleason, who is at EKU. I serve at Transylvania. We also have some collaborators from far and near, such as Neil Bell, who lives in Memphis, Tennessee, Wyatt Nicholson, who lives in Athens, Georgia, and Dave Heyman, who lives up in Georgetown.
And so the name of this group is Archipelago. How did you all come around to that title?
It was sort of a wonderful little accident in a sense. I was reading something. It may have been in the paper. It may have been in the New York Times or something like that as we were at the beginnings of this project. And an archipelago is a series of islands. They're separate, but they're connected in terms of geography, in terms of reacting to the same conditions. And that's kind of how, when I saw that word, I thought it was exactly what we were going through, not only as musicians recording remotely, but also as people going through this pandemic. We're all affected by the same conditions and responding to the same things, but we're also connected in terms of how we're doing those things.
Uh-huh. And the title, Songs from Quarantine, that implies that you didn't gather in a studio. So I take it that you all did everything online?
Everything was done through distance and through the benefits of technology and with the helping hands of Jim Gleason, who served as producer. Each of us have basement studios and attic studios and home spaces, and we were able to collaborate via a variety of techniques. And it's been an amazing process. I never realized that the way we recorded this would shape the aesthetics of it. And that turned out to be pretty much exactly what we needed in terms of this time.
Let me just ask you to expand on that for just a minute. How did it shape the aesthetics?
Well, Tom, you're a musician too. And a lot of times when you're writing, you might have people in a room and they're responding to things such as eye cues or body movement, or you're able to say immediately what you like and what you don't, or how to cut things or how to build things. In a way, working like this slowed down time a little bit, which I guess is rather fitting given a pandemic, that once a file was sent, we worked everything to a click, everything was done to a Dropbox folder. You kind of had to sit with it for a little bit and think about it. And so I might send a guitar line or a set of chord changes, and then Kevin might respond to that. And the way he interpreted it was sort of like looking through a prism, that you would get a sense of some light being refracted and some light coming through, and you'd see what you did in a whole different way than you never expected. And that's what I really appreciated about the collaborative spirit of the project.
That's interesting. Now, you're releasing a second collection of songs, and we'll talk about how to find that in just a moment. But first, let's get a brief sample from Volume 2. False Sources is the title of this piece. Tell us about that title.
As we were writing and editing and composing and listening, one of the things I was doing is I was sort of keeping an eye out for phrases that were repeated in various media sources since the pandemic began. Mm-hmm. For example, the phrase lungs like glass I saw in a New York Times at a feature about a person on a ventilator. It was really early in the process, and that phrase stuck with me. So I knew that was going to be one of the titles. False Sources was a phrase that I saw repeated in a number of media sources, and I realized that it sort of fit the mechanical, electronic feel of the song as a whole.
That's a passage from False Sources, a track on the album Songs from Quarantine Volume 2, and we're talking with one of the artists performing this music, Transylvania University professor Scott Whitten. Scott, you're making this music available for sale with all the proceeds going to Central Music Academy. Why CMA?
First, I'm blown away by all the nonprofits in this town. One of the things that I think makes Lexington, Lexington, is the degree of impact and positivity and joy and service that nonprofit work does. But I'm especially impressed by CMA. CMA has given over 40,000 free music lessons to students in need since 2004. When Jim and Kevin and I started talking about this project, we realized we wanted it to be in support of a nonprofit program, and CMA just seemed to be the logical choice. They inspire young people to think about music. They help people expand in terms of music horizons, musical creativity, and they help create community. And that's what this project was about from the beginning.
So Songs from Quarantine Volume 2 has just been released. How can our listeners find it?
Well, we are available on Spotify and Apple Music and other platforms, but we'd really encourage folks to check us out on Bandcamp. So if you go to archipelagosongs.bandcamp.com, you'll see links to volumes 1 and 2. You can stream for free. You can download. And if you'd like to make a contribution, every little bit helps, and all of it goes to CMA.
Transylvania University's Scott Whitten, who along with EKU's Jim Gleason, UK's Kevin Holmes-Hudson, as well as Neil Bell in Memphis and Dave Heyman in Georgetown, make up Archipelago, original instrumental music inspired by this quarantine experience we're all sharing.